Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Welcome back to Champion Lakes Golf Resort. Here live at the Dick Groat Pitt Celebrity Golf Classic. And a couple shout-outs before I welcome my partner, Bill Hillgrove. Number one, Gary Bowser's birthday today. This show is driven by PGT Trucking, but happy birthday to Gary Bowser. Huge Pitt supporter, obviously. The power of Bowser is well known. And the second, my partners Rick Platt and Bruce Berman are driving up here. I play a lot of golf with them. I host another golf outing up here in the Laurel Valley area, and the question was posed to me, have I ever attended a golf outing in Laurel Valley region that it wasn't raining? And the answer is, I have two words for you. Absolutely not. But it's not going to rain today. We're going to be okay. And a big reason for that is my partner, Bill Hillgrove. Billy, I appreciate you making the time to be with me today. And today is obviously a special day as we honor an all-time great.
Yeah, and he is sorely missed. He was the perfect host here at Champion Lakes, and he had time for everybody. It didn't matter if he knew you, if he didn't know you. If he didn't know you, you would leave here thinking, well, I'm a friend of Dick Groat's. You know, that's just the personality that he exhibited, and we missed that part of it. And so we didn't ever think it was going to happen, but it did. And so now it's the Dick Groat Memorial Celebrity Golf Tournament, and we'll make the most of it.
We'll make the most of it for years to come, and his legacy is obviously a permanent one. Talk about your friendship, your relationship. You guys obviously were on the air for 40-plus years together, but I know it existed far beyond the airwaves. It was you guys loved each other.
Yeah, he became my best friend, and we, you know, like I say, when you travel with Dick Groat, and I said it at the service, it's like traveling with a rock star. You know, people know who Dick Groat is, and especially in New York City. And of course, when we were in the Big East, we spent a lot of time there. And you know, it's it was a pretty special relationship. He called me Roomie, but the truth of the matter is, Pat, that in the later years, my brother became more of his roommate because John is the engineer for Pitt basketball, home and away, and he and Dick hit it off very well. And I'm sure my brother John misses him as much as I do.
Well, we all miss him. And up here at Champion Lakes, this obviously was his home away from home. He grew up in Swissvale, obviously made his off-season home up here in Bolivar outside of Ligonier. What did this place mean to Dick? And what are some of your fondest memories of being up here at Champion Lakes with him?
Well, I guess late in their playing days, he and Jerry Lynch decided that they had to worry about the future, that baseball wasn't permanent. And they began to look around to design a golf course. And unfortunately, you know, they couldn't find any property that would fit their budget close enough to Pittsburgh. And they found this apple orchard out here north of Ligonier. And they said, this could be the place. And for two ball players to design what I consider to be the best public course in the state of Pennsylvania, just amazing, absolutely amazing.
Talking to Bill Hillgrove, the great Bill Hillgrove, Pitt basketball was such a passion of Dick's, and you know, even into his last days, you know, he got a chance to see Pitt basketball come back a little bit this spring. What was that process like for you this last season after 7 or 8 years of not making a tournament to finally get back and watch a team that I consider to be pretty darn fun to watch them blossom as the season went on?
You know, Pat, early in the season, we beat Syracuse up there. I think it was late December. We had a big 17-point lead and then barely escaped with a one-point win. But after the game, we had Blake Henson on. And they were late with the paper stats, so I tilted the stat monitor so he could see it. I said, "You want to see your line?" He goes, "No, I want to see Jorge's line." You know, and that told me something about this team, how they loved each other and played for each other. Now, fast forward, we're late getting to Dayton, like a 50-minute delay. So we're in the FBO Center at Pittsburgh Airport, and I looked around the room. Not one Pitt player was on his phone or his iPad. They all were enjoying each other. And I think that was the secret to that team.
It certainly was. I remember a line that I always thought was, they interviewed one of the twins, and you had a nice nickname for them in the tournament, right?
Los Geminos. And it took me a long time to say Guillermo properly. My brother schooled me. He had Spanish. And he said, "No, it's not Guillermo. It's Guillermo." Okay. So finally I got it.
You got the proper pronunciation. But they asked one of the twins, I think it might have been Guillermo, if he'd rather score or have an assist. And his line was, "I'd rather have an assist. If you score, it makes one person happy. You have an assist, it makes two people happy."
I like that. Yeah. I do. And it's too bad they don't have hockey assists in basketball.
Yeah, right.
Where that second guy who sets the play up gets credit. But, you know, this team, they played for each other. And and for Jeff Capel, he finally had some good luck because, boy, he had a run of bad luck. And I think the worm has turned, and I think it's going to be fun to watch Pitt basketball. And it certainly was great, the Syracuse game, the sellout.
Yep.
The crowd was just raucous. And I said, you know, the magic is back.
Yeah, it's great to see the magic back at the Peterson Event Center. And obviously in a couple months here, Billy, you'll be year 50 doing Pitt football games, which is, I mean, what an incredible career and accomplishment it is, not only to go that long, but to go that long doing it as high a level as you do. What has the University of Pittsburgh meant to you?
Well, you got to remember, Pat, I'm a Duquesne graduate. And so when I started doing Pitt basketball back in 1969, I think the late Mossy Murphy tried to have me excommunicated. You know, I was that guy that was the traitor. But no, my kids grew up at Pitt. It's become a second home for me, for them. My son went to Pitt. You know, it has meant a lot. And certainly, to have this kind of longevity, well, the guy upstairs apparently is still smiling and saying, you know, "You're healthy, keep doing it," and I certainly will do that.
Hey, Pitt basketball season was fun this year. I can't harken back to a more enjoyable game broadcast in the ACC championship in 2021, and just we've of course had the booth cam videos, which have taken on a life of their own. But you know, that was a teary-eyed booth to see that come to fruition. And obviously Kenny Pickett was a big part of it. You get to call his games on Sundays, but notwithstanding that, how special, you know, was that season for you?
Yeah, it certainly ranks up there with among the best. And I got to call the championship game. In 1976, I didn't get to call that game because of, you know, contractual
situation.
You were
on the sideline.
I was on the sideline, and I heard in the fourth quarter our guys yelling across the field to the Georgia Bulldogs, "How does that dog meat taste now?"
Yeah.
And then in 81, when Marino hit John Brown in the Sugar Bowl with that winning touchdown against the Georgia Bulldogs, I was again on the sideline. But I had a chance to do this game, and that made it very, very special. And one memory that I will take with me forever is that the third quarter they played Sweet Caroline, and that whole stadium in Charlotte, North Carolina, not Pittsburgh, PA, Charlotte, North Carolina, was rocking. Yeah. And I'll never forget that. The hair on my back stood up.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun. And today will be a lot of fun. We're talking to the great Bill Hillgrove. The list of celebrities that you have recruited to come here, obviously, it's like this every year. Certainly with Dick's recent passing, this year takes on a special meaning. But to have the likes of Ken Maka and Troy Benson and the great Elroy Face come here to support this event. Obviously, people have busy schedules, but this event is always circled on the calendar. What's that mean to the Grote family?
I think it means a lot. And again, what goes around comes around. Dick extended that hospitality, and it comes back in spades. And I think that's what you see when there's response. When I ask somebody to be a celebrity in the Dick Groot Celebrity Golf Tournament, the answer is, yes, of course. What time do I have to be there? And to me, that kind of response makes my job easy.
Well, today will be a special day. The great Bill Hillgrove. Bill, thanks for making time this morning. And I know you won't be hitting too often out there, but when you do, hit them straight.
Yeah, and the nice thing about a scramble is I can take byes.
You can take byes, and you can use that wand on the putting green and help your team out.
And if it's a four-footer, you guys go ahead and make it. I'll sit on the cart and look at my weather chart.
Sounds good, Billy. We appreciate you coming on.
Thank you, Bart.
The great Bill Hillgrove. Fortunate enough, I'll be going into my 12th season working with Billy this year, which is I'm very, very fortunate. Not quite the tenure of Mr. Grote, but we have a lot of fun on fall Saturdays, and certainly Larry Richard, Cale Berger from our team. I'm not sure if scoring Doran Dickerson's making it up today, but Doran Dickerson, a welcomed addition to our team, and we'll be coming at you here in just a few months. Hard to believe, Pitt football just a couple months away. The football team will come back actually on Sunday. The Panthers will get back to Pittsburgh, team meeting Monday, and start their formal summer workouts. This is an interesting phase of the year where you really get into the strength development for about the first half and then start to taper and get ready for fall camp, which will kick off in August. That game against Wofford will be here before we know it. Today, though, we're going to trade in the pigskin for a golf club, hope to dodge some rain, and get some golf in today in honor of Dick Grote and support of the Dick Grote Scholarship at the University of Pittsburgh. We'll be back. Not sure who we're having on next. A couple people have come to the door to say hello. We'll bring you a guest. We're live from Champion Lakes Golf Resort in Bolivar, PA, just north of Ligonier. Panthers Insider will roll on next on 93.7 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.